Miles?
Oh, hello, Sanford. I'm the only one here.
Bottomley will be here in a tick. I just saw him outside talking to Mr. Snoodles.
Mr. who?
Mr. Snoodles. He's a school caretaker.
What, that funny-looking man that walks around the yard?
Yeah, and he talks like that.
Oh, good Lord, does he?
Yeah. Oh, here's Bottomley now.
How are you, fellas? I've just been talking to Mr. Snoodles.
Yeah,
I saw
him.
I've extended a very hearty invitation for him to come in when Percy gets here.
Strike, you'll cop it.
Cop it?
Yeah. You know Percy doesn't let him come into the classroom.
Oh, rats.
Percy goes mad every time he sees him.
Percy's always mad, so what's the difference?
But why isn't he allowed in the classroom?
Because he talks like that.
Yeah, and everybody imitates him.
Imitates him?
Sure, you've got to.
Huh?
Quiet down, Stanford. I'm talking to Pickles.
Yeah, but...
Quiet. Can you talk like that, Pickles?
Like what?
You know, talk with a broken heart in your voice.
Well, no, I don't think I can.
Well, you better learn.
Learn? But why?
Well, strike, when Snoodles comes in, you've got to talk like that. Percy makes you.
Who, Dr. Pym?
Yeah, he reckons we ought to talk the same as Mr. Snoodles, out of respect sort of thing.
Respect?
Yeah, so he won't feel uncomfortable, you know.
But that sounds a little peculiar.
Yeah, I know, but Dr. Pym is a very peculiar fella.
Yes, I was beginning to think that.
And you want to please him, don't you?
Please him? Why, yes, of course I do.
Sure, well, you better learn to talk like that.
Oh, I say.
Well, try it. Say, good morning, Mr. Snoodles. What big feet you have.
Uh-oh, but I couldn't.
Of course you could. Try it anyhow.
Aye, Bottomley, I reckon
you should. Quiet down, Stanford. Would you stand in the way of a fellow student getting sweet with a teacher?
No,
well, pipe down and let me give Pickles a bit of training.
Strike.
Well, go on, Pickles, try it. Good morning, Mr. Snoodles. What big feet you have.
Well, I'll try.
Nice work, attaboy. Go on, go on.
Good morning, Mr. Snoodles. What big feet you have.
Oh, we're going any good, eh? That's swell.
Strike,
oh.
That's pretty good, eh?
Oh, sure, it's good.
Do you think so?
Think so? Boy, you'll be a panic.
A panic?
Yeah, you're marvelous. Now, don't forget, as soon as Snoop comes in, talk like that.
Oh, I say.
You'll paralyze Percy.
Will I?
Yeah, he'll reckon you're the cleverest bloke in the class, learning so quickly.
Oh, well, that's ripping.
Sure.
Hey, look, how is Percy now? I saw him through the window.
Okay, oh, good. Don't forget, Pickles, turn it on in a big way.
Quiet down.
Hello, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. I must apologize for being a little late, but I had several things to attend to in my office.
Yes, sir.
But I've no doubt that you've used your time very wisely and learned something.
Yes, sir.
Oh, rather, I learned quite a lot, sir.
Well, that's very good.
Did you see Mr. Snoodles outside, sir?
Mr. Snoodles? No, I didn't. And what's more, I'm very glad I didn't.
Why, sir?
Why? Because he's an idiot, that's why. He's wasted quite enough of my time in this classroom, let alone meeting him outside.
Well, I saw him outside.
Did you?
Yeah, he's looking quite well, isn't he?
Yes. No, I don't know. Bottomley.
Yeah?
But what's your little game?
I...
If you think that I'm going to be led off the lesson into a discussion about Mr. Snoodle's health, you're very much mistaken.
Ah.
Yes, how? We've got our schoolwork to do, so let's do it. I don't care how Mr. Snoodles is looking.
Why not, sir?
Well, I... Stanford!
Yes, sir?
Do you want the stick?
Oh, no, sir.
Now, well, stop asking questions or you'll get it.
Yes, sir.
Right, now, we're going to do history.
History?
Yes.
Strike, we haven't done that for a long time.
No, I know.
I'm extremely fond of history.
Well, I reckon it's crazy.
Well, it's hard, anyhow.
Well, I'd rather play snakes and ladders.
Yes, so would I.
Did I give you all permission to say what you like?
No, sir.
No, well, keep those mouths of yours closed and we'll make a lot more headway.
Yes,
sir.
Now, I want to deal with William III and Mary II and also Queen Anne. Who were known as the constitutional sovereigns in the House of Stuart.
Yes, sir.
What does constitutional mean, sir?
Well, if Stanford, did you hear me tell you to stop asking questions?
Yes, sir. But that's about the word.
All right, I know it is, but if you'll give me a chance to explain a few things to you, that those questions of yours wouldn't be necessary.
Yeah, but if you answer these questions, your explanation wouldn't be necessary.
No, I know that.
Well, what does constitutional mean?
Well, it's more of a... No, it's not. Bottomley.
Yeah?
Are you being rude to me?
Rude, sir?
Yes, if I'm not mistaken, you're openly defying me by being extremely cheeky.
Oh, strike, that hurts me, sir.
Does it?
Yeah, I'm a boy that's very easily hurt by unkind statements.
Yes, but are you?
Perhaps it would be better if you said no more about it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
You might bring on one of my dizzy spells.
Yes, well, if I... Bottomley.
Yeah?
You'll have more than a dizzy spell if you don't stop this nonsense. You know as well as I do that you're just wasting time. So stop it before you get some sort of punishment.
Joy!
I don't know why I don't give you the stick every time you open your mouth. It would certainly save a lot of time.
Yes, sir.
And you mind your own business, Stanford, or you'll get it too.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, as
there's
I was saying...
There's somebody at the door, sir.
Is there?
Sure. Come in.
Yes, come in. No, Bottomy, you attend to your own affairs.
How do you mean, sir?
I mean exactly what I say. It's none of your business if somebody knocks at the door of my classroom.
But I heard it, sir.
Did you?
Sure.
Oh, well, I didn't.
There it is again, sir.
Is it?
Yeah. Come in.
Yes, come in. No, look, you wait, Bottomy.
Oh,
you wait.
Look who's here. It's Mr. Snoodles.
Mr. Snoodles?
Sure, come in, Mr. Snoodles.
What?
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Snoodles.
What a big feet you have.
All the better to see you with said little Goldilocks.
Oh, wait.
Look, stop that unholy din immediately. What on earth has come over everybody?
Hello.
Shut up.
Yes.
And the pledge.
Yes, sir.
Well, was that you that said, what big feet you have?
Yes, sir, that was me.
Well, what was it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I certainly expected better than that from you, my boy.
Didn't you like it, sir?
Like it? Of course I didn't like it. I thought it was absolutely disgusting.
Well, try it again, Pickles.
Yes, try it again.
Certainly.
Good morning, Mr. Snootles. What big feet you have.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, yes, you have.
What? Serves you right, Bottomy. I don't know what you think you're doing, but that'll do you good in any case.
Why, what'd you do that for?
For talking in that idiotic voice, that's what for.
You know, I wasn't the only one.
Now, all right, I didn't say you were.
I always talk like this.
Oh, do you? There. Well, that'll do you good, too. If it wasn't for the fact that you spoke in that ridiculous voice, these boys wouldn't imitate you.
Strike, you shouldn't hit him, sir.
I'll hit who I like, Stamford.
But I consider that I've been assaulted.
Yes, and you're quite right, Mr. Snoodles. You have been assaulted.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Well, and what are you going to do about it?
Well, nothing.
No. And might I ask just what you're doing in this classroom?
I don't know yet.
You don't know?
No, not yet.
Listen, are you having one of Bottomley's dizzy spells?
No, I don't think so.
Well, what are you talking about you don't know yet? You burst into the classroom and interrupted the lesson, and now you don't know why you're here.
But you haven't told me.
Told you? I don't have to tell you what you've already done.
Don't you want to see me?
See you? If I never see you again, it'll be too soon.
But I was informed that you required my presence here.
You what? You were informed? Oh, and who told you that I wanted to see you?
No, I never, sir.
No, of course you didn't. No, wait a minute. What did you say, Bobby?
Sorry, sir.
Yes, look, you just denied that you told Mr. Snootles I wanted him.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. Snootles didn't say that you did.
Didn't he, sir?
No, he didn't, Bottomy.
Well, if he does, sir, it's not right.
Isn't it?
No, sir, I never told him to come in here.
All right, I didn't say you did.
No.
But you did all the same.
Yes, but you did all the same.
No, I never.
No, wait a minute.
He said you wanted to see me.
Oh, he did he?
No, sir, he just made that up.
Made it up?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You said I just wanted.
No, I never.
Well, I thought you did.
Well, you were wrong, because I didn't.
No! There now, Bottomy. Perhaps that'll keep you quiet for a while. I've never experienced such an outburst of larrikinism in my life. And to make matters worse, you're telling lies all the time.
Sure.
You can consider yourself very lucky that you've got off as lightly as you have. I've got a good mind to go and talk to your father about you.
Oh, Jason.
Well, keep that tongue of yours still now, or else I will.
Oh.
Yes, oh. Anybody would think that we're in the middle of a revolution instead of in the middle of a lesson.
Why, sir?
Well, because it... what's the use? There. I gave you about four warning stamps, so that just serves you right. Now, does anybody else want the stick before I go any further?
No, sir.
No, well, perhaps that's just as well. And the pledge. I'm sorry to have to say this, but I'm more than disappointed in you.
Disappointed, sir?
Yes, I expected better things from you, my boy.
But I did my best, sir.
Your best?
Yes, sir. But I haven't had the same opportunities as the other boys.
The same opportunities? I always thought that you'd had a lot more opportunities.
No, I haven't, sir.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I thought you had.
No, sir. But I'd so much like another chance.
Well, all right. Well, I'm prepared to overlook it this time. But I don't want anything as disgraceful as that again.
And have I got another chance, sir?
Yes, I'll give you another chance.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Good morning, Mr. Snootles. What big feet you have.
plates. And they're the plates. And that's what happens to boys who take no notice of what I tell them.
But, sir, you struck me.
Struck you? Of course I did. And I'll strike you again if you misbehave in future.
I wasn't misbehaving, sir.
Now, don't argue about it and make it any worse for yourself to pledge. I didn't expect that sort of thing from you at all.
But I understood that you wanted us to speak like that, sir.
Well, so I do, but I...
What's he talking about?
You know what I'm talking about, Bottomley.
Quiet. Look, this is no place to conduct private squabbles. And the pledge.
Yes, sir.
Do I understand that somebody told you to speak like that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, they did they? Well, I'm sorry, the pledge. I apologize for striking you. I might have known that it wouldn't be your fault. No new boy would openly defy his teacher in that manner.
No, sir.
He'd behave like a gentleman instead of a larrikin.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm sorry. And now, Bottomley.
Yeah?
Well, go on.
Go on.
Yes, what have you got to say for yourself?
How do you mean, sir?
You know very well how I mean. Why did you tell the pledge that he had to talk in that voice?
In what voice, sir?
In that ridiculous, nonsensical voice that Mr. Snoodles uses.
Strike, I don't think Mr. Snoodle's voice is ridiculous.
Oh, don't you? Well, I do.
Well, I don't.
Shut up.
Yes.
It might be a little bit peculiar, sir, but strike, it's not ridiculous.
A little bit peculiar. It's a whole lot peculiar.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Bottomley, look, are you going to answer my question or aren't you?
What question, sir?
Why did you tell him to talk like that?
But he didn't tell me to talk like this.
No, but, didn't he?
No, sir.
No, my father before me talked like this.
Oh, well.
Yes, sir.
Well, yes. Well, I'm very pleased to hear that.
Yes, sir.
I was rather afraid that it was all your doing, Bottomley.
No, sir.
No, all right. Well, this time we'll say no more about it.
No.
No, look, can you get outside, Mr. Snoodles?
Outside?
Yes, go on. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Ta-ta.
Good morning,
Mr. Snoodles.
No, look, come back here. No, I didn't mean you. It's the other boy.
Oh, they've tricked me again.